bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the second chapter of 2 Timothy. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. I'm a Cubs fan. There, I've said it. In St. Louis, where Cardinal fanatics are everywhere, a Cubs fan needs support. A recent article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch implies I've got it. The article spoke of Sister Colleen Olson, a member of the Franciscan Sisters of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Sister Colleen is a wonderful lady, every year going to El Salvador to work in a maternity hospital, a hospital which has a small chapel. It was during one of her frequent visits to the chapel that Sister Colleen noticed something on the flagstone wall behind the altar. It was an image of the Chicago Cubs Bear. That's right, the team which hasn't won the pennant in 100 years has its mascot's image on a wall in an El Salvadorian chapel. Sister Colleen thinks it's a sign. She said, "I think this is our year." I think it would be nice. On the other hand, I have a tough time believing God is using chapel walls to let the world know His favor is resting on the Cubs. Which takes me to the point of this devotion. In 2 Timothy, Paul warned the day would come when a lot of people would shop around for a preacher who would tell them the things they want to hear. These people would turn away from the truth and wander off into believing myths. Now, I don't doubt Sister Colleen is a good woman. I'm sure she is. But God's people need to be certain to follow the Lord's will and avoid shopping for a God who follows theirs. And where will we find God's will? Look to the Scriptures. There we are told of our sin and God's grace. There we will hear of how God loved us enough to send His only Son, so all who believe on Him will not perish eternally, but will be given eternal life. And one thing we will not hear is anything about the Cubs winning the pennant in 2008. We pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the Word which shows me my sinful shortcomings and Your great grace which has come to me in Jesus. Help me to be faithful to Him and follow Your guidance. In His name, amen.